end, this year should be a special schus for every morning. Marasi Shehich Lenishmas, Marasas Tavas Shmuel, and Schus Moshe Ben Peshadina, Rabbi Chil Ben Shalamis. If anybody would like to dedicate a shir, you may contact me. The Torah says, Ish Imo Va'aviv Tiro, Ves Shapsosai Tishmaru Ani Hashem, that a man, his mother and his father, he should fear, he should guard Shabbos, I am Hashem. In Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, it says, Tana Rabbanan, Yachal Omer La'aviv Hitame Osha Omer La Altach Zer Aveda Yishmalo. It could be that if you're a Kohen and your father says to you to become Tame, tells you to become Tame, or he tells you not to return in Aveda, I might think that you should listen to him. Talmud Lomer Yishimo Va'aviv Tiro Veshob Seis Tishmar Chipso Seis Tishmar Ani Hashem. Kulchem Chayavim Bechvaldi. No. Don't listen to him not to return in Aveda. Don't listen to become Tame. Because it says you should fear your parents, but it also says to keep Shabbos. So you're all chayiv in my covet. When it comes to what I tell you to do, you have to listen to me. So you're fine, you can't do an aveir if your father tells you. Ask the Gemara, and the reason is because the pasuk was megala that you shouldn't listen to your father. Otherwise you would think that you should listen. Why should you listen? Rashi explains, because the essay of kibud is doichel alois essay of losuchel lisalem. You have a loss to say, not to return a lost object. And you have an essay to be mechabed your father. So you might think that the essay of being mechabed your father is doche, and you should listen to him not to return the lost object. Frek the Gemara, be'amai, hay asay v'hay los asay, v'lo asay asay v'doche los asay v'asay. Why is this so? This is an essay, and this is a los asay and an essay. Meaning, kibud avim is only an asay, whereas by Hashavas Aveda, not only do we have a los asay, but there's also an asay to return an Aveda. So how can the asay of kibud avim be docha an asay and a los asay? Shev teshivim, you have to return the object as an asay. There's also a los asay v'losucha v'salim. So why would you think, without the special revelation of the pasuk, that the essay of kibud avim would be docha the essay and los essay of a Shavas Aveda? Ad kan midivrei kotzer shel haGemara. Frek the Heilige Shara Melech in Hilchos Nedarim in the third parak in Halacha Vav. According to the sheet of the Riva, the famous sheet of the Riva in Tosis, that even though an essay is not docha a lois essay and an essay, nevertheless, the los asay is pushed away, b'diavad, and he doesn't get malchus. Meaning, if somebody does an asay at the expense of a los asay and an asay, it's takad that he shouldn't have done it. But b'diavad, once he did it, it's doicha the los asay, and all he's left with is the asay that he was over. He was over in the asay. So he still did the wrong thing, but there's going to be no malchus, because the asay that he did was doicha the los asay. If that's true, then what's the kash of the Gemara? If it's true that the los asay is nitcha and he doesn't get malchus, what's the kash in the Gemara? If b'diavad the los asay is nitcha, so what's he left with? An asay versus an asay. And an asay is not doche, an asay. The los asay is it's doche. But if it starts out being a los asay and an asay, b'diavad, you shouldn't have done it. B'diavad, it's doche the los asay. And the avera is that your asay was doche the other asay. That's what the Riva holds. So if that's true, what's the kash of the Gemara? You needed the pasuk. What's the pasuk megala? That even the los asay isn't pushed away. Normally the los asay is pushed away. But here it's not. Here, one is not only going to be over in the asay, but one's also going to be over in the los asay of Hashef of Losuch Alei Salim. So maybe that's why we have a pasuk. So what's the kasha of the Gemara that you don't need a pasuk to tell you that Kibarav isn't Torah Shavas Aveda? Anyway, this is an assay, and there's a loss of saying an assay, and an assay isn't Torah Shavas Aveda, and an assay. Okay, you're right, you don't need the pasuk for that. But maybe you need the pasuk for something else. Maybe you need the pasuk of Kuchen Chayav Mechvoti to tell you that in this case, when you're trying to listen to your father over Hashem, not only is the aseh not pushed away, but the los aseh isn't either. The los aseh remains in place. Normally, an aseh is not derech los aseh and an aseh, but b'diavad it's derech los aseh. And in our case, kol chem chem v'chvodi, it's not even derech los aseh. That's the kash of the Shara Melech. That's also the kash of the Kos Yeshuos and of the Chedusha Rabbi Kiva Eger there in Bava Metzia and Aflamet Beis Amar Aleph. So in the Chedusha Maharatav, which are the Chedushim of the present Satmar Rebbe, Shlita of Aaron Teitelbaum, he's a big gaon. I don't think people know that. So he says as follows. He has many, many svarim of his Chedushei Torah and Chassidus and in Pilpul. So he explains, based on the kasha of the Eidim, or as Chassidim pronounce it, the Eidim of the Neda B'Yehuda, the son-in-law of the Noda B'Yehuda. And this kasha, it's a Bakanta kasha, it's very well known. It's cited in the Tshuvas Noda B'Yehuda in the Madurat Kama, on the sheet of the Riva, that the Los Hasei is pushed away. Since we paskin that Ein Esei Deicha Los Hasei V'Asei, and he's now allowed to be Makayim the Asei, by Bazoi, it's a mitzvah bo ba'aveira. You shouldn't have done it. It's a mitzvah bo ba'aveira. U'b'di'evet, he wasn't Makayim the Asei. So if he wasn't Makayim the Asei, then the Los Hasei remains in place. And why doesn't he get Malkus? So this is a kasha and the Riva. The Riva says the Los Hasei is pushed away. Why is the Los Hasei pushed away? We paskin ein asei derech Los Hasei v'asei. And he's now let it be Makayim v'asei. The Osir lo l'kayim v'asei. Ebazai, it's a mitzvah bo ba'aveira. And if it's a mitzvah bo ba'aveira, he didn't do a mitzvah. If he didn't do the mitzvah, then the Los Hasei remains in place and he should get Malkus. That's the kasha of the son-in-law of the Noda B'Yehuda on the sheet of the Riva. Don't tell me he doesn't get Malkus when he does the Asei. That's not the Chedal Asei and Asei because the Los Hasei B'Diavad is pushed away. No, he didn't do a mitzvah. So Mimela, there's no Asei. So Mimela, the Los Hasei is in place. And he should get Malkus. So in the Tshuvas Bris Avram, in Simen Kuf Chof Vav, Oz Beis, is Miyashev. There we have to say that the Riva holds, like the Shita of Tesfis, in Sukkah and Daftes Amin Aleph, Dibur Maas Chilahu, that a mitzvah, Bo Ba'aveira, is only the Rabbonin. That a mitzvah, Bo Ba'aveira, is no good, is only the Rabbonin. But the Raisa, mitzvah bo ba'aveira is a mitzvah. And therefore the assay is taka deicha, the los assay. When you have an assay against the los and an assay, and he does the assay, he shouldn't have. But nevertheless, he shouldn't have. But nevertheless, but the evident, the los assay is pushed away, and a doraisa level, and there's no malchus. That's the teretz of the Bris Avram. Now in the Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak, and Arachayim and Simen Tzadi Osiat Aleph, very geschmack, one of the most geschmacka Galitzianish Sfarim ever. The Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak over Yitzchak Shmelkis. Lived in the 1800s. So he writes in Aruch Chaim and Siman Tzadi, Osir Aleph, in the name of the Sefer Korban Reishis, that mitzvah bo va'aveira, you're not yotze chovas ha-mitzvah, that's dafka according to the Mandiyomar in Mesechas Rosh Hashanah, that mitzvahs lehanas nitna. That mitzvahs are given for hana. So according to him, that opinion, that mitzvahs lehanas nitna, we say that he's not yotze a mitzvah bo va'aveira. Why isn't a yotze a mitzvah bo va'aveira? Because we don't want him to be nana from the Aveira. Because if you can get Hana from mitzvahs, then when he does this mitzvah, he's going to be nana from the Aveira. And we don't want him to be nana from the Aveira. So therefore we say he's not yotze. So when he does a mitzvah, and this mitzvah involves an Aveira, he's not yotze the mitzvah. Because if he's yotze the mitzvah, then it's going to turn out he was nana from an Aveira. And we don't want that. How is he nana from the Aveira? Because he was yotze the mitzvah. Because mitzvahs lehanas nitna. So when he does this mitzvah, he's going to have hana from the Aveira. And we don't want him to have hana from the Aveira. So the Mele we say, mitzvah lo aveira, you're not yotze. But according to the man, the Amar mitzvahs lav lehanas nitna, there's another opinion. The other opinion holds, the mitzvahs were not given for hana. And you can't get hana from mitzvahs. Mitzvahs aren't considered hana. So according to that opinion, even mitzvah haba ba'aveira, you're yotze. Why? Because you're not nana from the aveira. Why isn't considered hana from the aveira? Because a mitzvah wasn't given for hana. So it's not considered your nana from the aveira. Only if mitzvahs were given for hana, that's considered your nana from the aveira. So we say mitzvah haba ba'aveira, you're not yotze. But if mitzvahs weren't given for hana, Memela, if you're yotze the mitzvah, when you do an Aveira, we don't say you're nana from the Aveira, because being yotze a mitzvah is not called hana. It's a slav lehanas nitna. That's what the Heilig Beis Yitzchak writes. However, this is difficult to understand, because we paskin that mitzvah ba ba'aveira lo yotze afilu b'diavad, you're not yotze mitzvah ba ba'aveira. And yet we also paskin the mitzvah slav lehanas nitnu. So how does this shtim? How can you say, like we said before, that if you paskin mitzvah slav lehanas nitnu, then mitzvah bo ba'aveira is not a problem? It's not true, because we paskin that you're not yotze mitzvah bo ba'aveira, which means we should paskin that mitzvah lehanas nitnu, because we don't want you to be nana from the mitzvah, therefore you're not yotze. But it's not true. We paskin mitzvah slav lehanas nitnu. So that's a kasha. So answers the tshuvas tof osreim in Orach Chaim, in the Hashmatas to the Sefer, Siman Lamed Gimel, that according to the Man Deomer, mitzvah slav lehanas nitnu, that the you're not yotze with the mitzvah ba ba'aveira, is only midrabbanan. If you hold mitzvah slav lehanas nitnu, that the you're not yotze with mitzvah ba ba'aveira, is only midrabbanan. Well, the Man Deomer, mitzvah lehanas nitnu, the mitzvah ba ba'aveira lo yatze min ha-Torah. So if you hold mitzvah lehanos nitnu, we don't want you to be nana from the mitzvah, so if you do a mitzvah ba ba'aveira, you're not even yotze daraisa. If you say mitzvah lehanos nitnu, it's not considered that you're being nana from the aveira, because the mitzvah is not considered hana when you're yotze the mitzvah, and that that you're not yotze mitzvah ba ba'aveira is only din derabbanan. It's not a kasha. Yes, we paskin mitzvah lehanos nitnu, and yes, we paskin mitzvah ba ba'aveira not yotze, but that's only b'derabbanan you're not yotze. B'deraisa you are yotze mitzvah ba ba'aveira. Because we pass in mitzvah slav lehanas nitnu. Only if you're passing mitzvah lehanas nitnu, you would be yotze daraisa. We're passing mitzvah slav lehanas nitnu. So you're only not yotze derabbanan. And here, the Sama Rebbe is mitzayin to the Avnei Tzion, which is just a phenomenal, unbelievable sefer. Chelek Gimel Siman Aleph Os Hei. The Avnei Tzion, remember Rebbe Tzion Khan, who was mamish agana goinim, just off the charts gone. Lived earlier on, he was already a Rav before the war, before the Holocaust, in Hungary, I believe, St. Peter Ruv, and then he went through all the horrors of the war, came, he lived in Williamsburg, and he died in about 1991, 92, but he knew thousands of Svarim Baal Peh. It was just unbelievable. Any event, so you can look there for your pleasure, we have a shiurim that we've given from his sefer. But we are not finished yet with our Mahalach. Now, the Tshuvas Sholom Meshiv in Madur Riviyah, Chelik Besim and Samachay, explains the Baal Ma'or. In Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Ches, Amud Aleph, that by Mitzvah Derabbanan, we say, Mitzvah Lehanos Nitna. Mitzvah Derabbanan are considered Hana. What's Pshat? Because Rashi there explains that Mitzvah Slav Lehanas Nitnu, but La'ol Al Tzabareim Nitnu. Mitzvahs were given to be a yoke on our necks. Lav Lehanas, Mitzvahs are a yoke. Mitzvahs are a burden. Yes, this world, we want to enjoy the Mitzvah, great. But when the Mitzvah is given, you have to feel that it's a yoke. It's a burden. Not choice. It's not the 10 suggestions, it's the 10 Aseres HaDibros, 10 utterances, 10 speakings. In English, they're called the 10 commandments. So since we can force the person to do it, it's a yoke, it's not Shaykh Hana. Now, Shita Sirashi in Ksubis, Sari Aleph on the base, Divra Maschum Mitzvah, is that by Mitzvah Derabbanan Ein Kofin, we don't force people to do mitzvahs derabbanan. So if that's true, explains the Heilige Rav Yosef Shaul Natanzim in the Sholem Meshiv. He never had children, so it's a big schos to learn that sefer, to continue on the name of the great Rav Yosef Shaul Natanzim, the author of the Sholem Meshiv. So he explains pshat that by a mitzvah derabbanan, there's no kfir, Rashi holds, there's no coercion. So you can't say they're an all. Why are they an all? Because the person can be coerced. But by mitzvah derabbanan, a person can't be coerced. And memela, they're not considered an all. And they're lahanas nitnu. Therefore, they're given for pleasure. They're only lav lahanas nitnu if they can be coerced. They're a yoke. They're forced. But mitzvah derabbanan, you don't force. Memela, they're not a yoke. Memela, lahanas nitnu. So now we can go further, and we can say bevadai that the same would apply b'chol ha-mitzvahs shematan scharen b'tzidan v'ein kofen aleim k'mavur b'gemar legabi kibud aveim. It says in the Gemara legabi kibud aveim that matan schar is b'tzidan, that since you have in the Torah that reward is written by kibud aveim, there's no kfiya, because the Torah is telling you that the Torah's way of being kofi you is by telling you that this is your schar, you better do it for the schar, but there's no other kfiyah. If you don't do it, you're not going to get the schar. But there's no kfiyah. That's the klal of the Gemara. That mitzvah, shematan schar, ksuva b'tzidon, kasuv b'tzidon, that the schar is written by the mitzvah. There's no kfiyah. Chulin daf kufyur amit beis. So you can't say there that it's la'ol. Why is it not la'ol? Because there's no kfiyah. Matan schar is b'tzid, there's no kfiyah. And if there's no kfiyah, then it's lahanas nitnu. When is it not lahanas nitnu if there's kfiyah, if there's coercion? But if there's no kfiyah, then it's lahanas nitnu. And so writes the Heilige Klei Chemda of Meir Dan Plotsky in Parashas Kedoshim and Os Aleph in the name of the Achronim. אז מה יש לנו בידיים? יש לנו בידיים עכשיו, ברוך השם, a lot of, that's why I like these Papulish Svarim. It's like Bekiyas and Yedias. They throw out from this shoot, from that shoot, so many Yedias, that Taisus, a Rashba, a Ritva, a Ravid, a shoot this, a shoot that. So we have now, that by Kibbut Aveim, mitzvahs lehanas nitnu. They're not all out savar, because there's no kfiyah. If matan schar is kasav bitzida. Another reason we can say that mitzvahs kibbut av is lehanas. Another reason we can say that kibbut av is given for pleasure. You can't say lav lehanas. Based on what it says in the Shol HaMeshiv, in the Mahadura Rivi'ah, in the second volume, in Simen Kuf Chof Ches, he explains the union of mitzvahs lav lehanas nitnu. And Rashi explains, la'ol al tzavareyim nitnu, because Torah was given b'kfiyas ha'har. Torah was given with the mountain hanging over our heads. And therefore, we're like anus. And if we were forced at the beginning, this isn't considered hana. People don't like being forced. That's not called hana. Vim kein. And if that's true, since la'ol nitna, and he's mukhach, it's not considered hana. And that's why mitzvahs, that's the klal. Mitzvahs lav lehanas nitna. Why? Because we were forced. So how can you call hana something that you're forced to do? That's the Shol HaMeshiv. So according to this, mitzvahs that the Jewish people were commanded before Matan Torah, like Pesach and Milah, and Shabbos and Kibbut Av, and other things we were commanded in Mara, like we see in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, 56b, since no kfiya sahar was necessary, we say mitzvahs lehanas nitnu, because they were not given la'ol al tzavareinu. Because they wasn't coerced, these mitzvahs were given, even without coercion. So by those mitzvahs we would say, lehanas nitnu. So now, for Enfer the Kasha of the Shara Melech, we have an answer to the Kasha of the Shara Melech. What was the Kasha of the Shara Melech? The Kasha of the Shara Melech was that according to the Rivan Tosis, is in Chulin Kuf Mem Aleph, and here is Mitzayin to Psachim Mem Zayin Amud Beis. That even though Ena says Derech Elos Sei Vasei, nevertheless Elos says Nitcha B'di Yavin doesn't get Malkus. So what's the Kasha of the Gemara? Then why is it necessary to bring a pasuk that Kibbut Aveim is not Derech Hashavas Aveda, when Kibbut Aveim is an Asay and Hashavas Aveda is an Asay and Elos Asay? No, you need the pasuk. You need the pasuk to be Megale. That in this case, even the Lo Sesei is not Nitches. So that's the Kasha Shara Melech of the Kos Yeshuas and Rabbi Kiva Eiger. Now we have a Teretz. Because since the mitzvah of Kibbut Aveim is Lohanas Nitno, what do we say? We say that mitzvah Baba Avera is Men HaTorah. Remember we said that before? That if mitzvah is Lohanas Nitno, then mitzvah baba veira is min haTorah, that you're not yotzei the mitzvah. Why? Because we don't want you to get hana from the mitzvah. And it's called hana. Mitzvah lehanas nitnu, it's called hana when you yotzei the mitzvah. So mitzvah baba veira, we don't want you to get hana from the mitzvah through an aveira. So that's even min haTorah. So if mitzvah baba veira is min haTorah, then the losasei remains in place. And you get malchus for the los asay, like the kasha of the son-in-law of the Noda Behuda. What did the Noda Behuda, the son-in-law, ask? He said that we pasken that ain't a sidechel asay vasay, and you're now to be makayim the asay, And if that's the case, it's a mitzvah above Avera. And with the Evad, you're not Makayim the Yaseh. So the Los Aseh remains in place. So why don't you get Malchus? So that was the Kasha, the son-in-law of the Yehuda, on the Riva. How can the Riva say that the Los Aseh is pushed away by the Evad, but you're not Makayim the mitzvah? It's a mitzvah above Avera. Since you're not Makayim the mitzvah, so the Los Aseh should remain in place. You should get Malchus. So what was the teretz that we saw? We saw the teretz of the Bris Avram, that the Rivamas told like Tosfos in Sukkotes that a mitzvah of Avera is only Derabbanan. It's only no good Midrabbanan. Midaraisa, you're Yotze the mitzvah, it's a mitzvah of Avera. And therefore the essay is Docha the Los Aseh Midaraisa. But now, what do we say? We're talking about Kibbut Aveim. When it comes to Kibbut Aveim, mitzvah above Aveir is Daraisa. Why? Because mitzvah lehanas nitnu. We said if mitzvah lehanas nitnu, then mitzvah above Aveir is Daraisa. And we gave two reasons that mitzvah above Aveir would be that Kibbut Aveim would be lehanas nitnu. Because there's no kfiyah, because matan schar is kasev betzida, or because there was no kfiyah sahar necessary, because we already accepted it in Mara. But either way, the mitzvah kibbut aveim is lehanas nitnu. If it's lehanas nitnu, the mitzvah above aveir is daraisa. And if it's daraisa, then you're not yotze the mitzvah at all when you do a mitzvah above aveira. So the Gemara is asking, very good. Why don't you the pasuk of Ani Hashem the gabe kibud of ein esei deicha los asei vasei? Because the los asei remains in place. And don't tell me that I need the pasuk to be megale that the Los Aseh remains in place, because the Riva holds normally the Los Aseh doesn't remain in place. But you need a pasuk here to tell you that the Los Aseh remains in place. Now we know that the Los Aseh remains in place, even without a pasuk. Why? Because Kibbut Aveim is mitzvah lehanas nitnu. If mitzvah lehanas nitnu, then we say that mitzvah baba vera is daraisa. Even on a daraisa level, it's no mitzvah. So here on a daraisa level, it will be no mitzvah. So you don't need a pasuk to tell you that the los aseh remains in place. We know that the los aseh remains in place because he didn't do any mitzvah. Kibbut Aveim is not a mitzvah when there's an aveir involved. And of course the Los Aseh remains in place. So the question comes back. So why bechlal do you need a pasuk to tell you that Kibbut Aveim isn't doch the Los Aseh and Aseh? We know it on our own. And we know our own, you're over on both the Los Aseh and the Aseh. You don't need a pasuk for that. Kibbut Aveim is mitzvah lehanas nitnu. Mitzvah baba veir is darais, and it's no mitzvah. So that's the teretz. I just want to make one halara to say that the reason kibbut aveim is lahanas nitnu, because we weren't forced, because it was already given earlier in Mara, but we know the Rambam who says that mitzvahs we keep are not because they were given in Mara, because they were given in Sinai. So ultimately we were forced to have kibbut aveim. But we can still stick with the first reason, that matan schar kasev betzida, and therefore it's not considered an ol because there's no kfiya, and therefore it's the hanas. Okay, so that's one teretz to the kasha of the Shar HaMelech. In the next shir, we'd like to go in a different derech, and many, many drachim. There's a lot about this in this svarim. Also, we were zocha to taste a little bit of the Gaonis of the Satmar Rebbe, even though when it comes to his views on Eretz Yisrael, many of us, myself included, will definitely follow the path of the Rov Minyan or Binyan Gedolei Yisrael, but that doesn't mean that we can't learn anything from him. So, Rezoche. Shalom, shalom, students.